association with Bud's Back Room and WrestleCorp.com, the return of the IWC. And now, the Once in a Generation pay-per-view.
Welcome, everyone, to IWC's Once in a Generation pay-per-view. I'm Hollywood Tony P, here to bring you all the action of this wonderfully tournament-filled night of tournament action. We also have a World Heavyweight Championship match. We have a women's title ladder match for the vacant women's championship. Armageddon Bud's Backroom Brawl for the Armageddon Championship. And, of course, head booker status for T-Rock, Plutonium, and Minister of Sinister. Which one of them will hold the hands of control in IWC? And, of course, tonight we will crown, for the first time ever, the World Generation Champion. And all of that starts right now. And here he comes to the ring, the world's only sign-spinning luchador, T-Rock Plutonium. T-Rock Plutonium, the host of Monday Night Fallout, and he's a good friend, former World Heavyweight Champion in his own right. Now he's going for head booker status, which is really amazing. And T-Rock Plutonium now coming out to the ring. He's got his mask on, and he seems to be ready and raring to go. Stepping in the ring, T-Rock Plutonium, sign spin, sign win. And if he hits you with 88 miles per hour, you're going to go back in time. All right, and now his opponent, here he comes, to the ring, Minister of Sinister. Minister of Sinister. He's got the Lake of Fire, and the Sinister one is looking for retribution. He wants to be the head booker, former tag team champion, the Minister of Sinister, looking sharp, getting his way ready to the ring. And this is going to be one hell of a match. Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium, both members of the Wolf Pack. And we're going to see exactly what happens here tonight in this match for the gold. And these two in the ring now, looking as they go, getting ready, and coming right here. And the ref calls for the bell, and T-Rock Plutonium, 88 miles per hour, quick roll-up, one, two, no, ducks under, another quick roll-up, one, two, Minister of Sinister is in for some trouble, and no, Minister of Sinister blocks the punch and gives a couple fists of his own. Minister of Sinister to the ropes, and oh, a big boot to the face by Minister of Sinister. T-Rock Plutonium coming through, and a big clothesline off the ropes. Only a one count. T-Rock Plutonium and Minister of Sinister. Fast-paced match here. Coming over. Oh, no. Out they go to the outside. Minister of Sinister takes T-Rock Plutonium down onto the ring apron. And now, right into the barricade. Minister of Sinister taking T-Rock Plutonium to the outside. The ref's giving it some leeway here, letting these two competitors fight. This is for all the marbles, for the head booker position. And I don't know what is going to happen here in the IWC. And, oh, into the corner. And now, Minister of Sinister, off the ropes, big running knee, and T-Rock Plutonium is down. Here's the pin. One, only a one count only. Minister of Sinister is going to have to do a lot better than that. Minister of Sinister with the big, sleeper hold now, sucking the wind out of T-Rock Plutonium. And the winner of this will be head booker, making all the decisions in the IWC. And Minister of Sinister applying this sleeper hold now as T-Rock Plutonium is fading. He has to get to the ropes. T-Rock Plutonium has to find a way out. T-Rock Plutonium, and oh, a big knee. Down he goes. Minister of Sinister taking him out. Knee to the head and then putting him right back in the sleeper hold. Minister of Sinister right on top of T-Rock Plutonium. And T-Rock Plutonium might not have much more left. Minister of Sinister's giant arms struggling. And T-Rock Plutonium with a fist of his own. He's going to get out. T-Rock Plutonium with a headbutt now. T-Rock Plutonium through the ropes, across the ring, reverse, T-Rock Plutonium with a clothesline. One, no, T-Rock Plutonium with a big clothesline, and now T-Rock Plutonium into the corner. Clothesline into the corner, here it comes, no, it's a big kick. One, oh, only a one count. T-Rock Plutonium with a big kick, and Sinister rolling to the outside. T-Rock Plutonium takes him right down. T-Rock Plutonium with a clothesline, bringing him back into the ring. T-Rock Plutonium now, Minister of Sinister. T-Rock, big Samoan drop. One, two, oh, a two count only. Minister of Sinister just kicked out. T-Rock Plutonium, the big Samoan drop now. T-Rock Plutonium and Minister of Sinister. T-Rock Plutonium on the corner. He's setting up for the sign spin. No, he's setting up for the 88 miles per hour. And Minister of Sinister wisely rolling outside to collect himself. He didn't want to get hit with 88 miles per hour. And now Minister of Sinister, oh, right over the German announce table now. We have many announce tables here in the IWC, and the Germans went running and fleeing for their lives. Minister of Sinister and T-Rock Plutonium both on the outside. Minister of Sinister feeling the brunt of that Samoan drop and the big kick to the head. And T-Rock Plutonium went flying over the German announce table. He's having some borscht. And now T-Rock Plutonium, Minister of Sinister, went head first into the ring post. And T-Rock Plutonium gets back in, breaks up the count. Double count out does not help anyone in this situation. T-Rock Plutonium now taking Minister of Sinister into the ring. But he can't get a Minister of Sinister sandbagging it. T-Rock Plutonium and Minister of Sinister now taking T-Rock Plutonium up. What is Minister gonna do? Minister picking him up by the head. And a big headbutt from T-Rock Plutonium to Minister of Sinister. And another big clubbing blow. And oh my god, T-Rock Plutonium is bleeding from his mask. He's busted open. What a huge headbutt, but Minister of Sinister takes him up. And oh, an 88 miles per hour. One, two, no, the ref stopped at the count of 2.5. What is going on? The ref, oh look, the ref, it's Danny Newton. It's the nephew of Johnson Pete Derrywinkle. Danny Newton and Johnson Pete Derrywinkle now coming out. He was just fired. 88 miles per hour. One, two, and stop that count in the middle. Danny Newton and Johnson Pete Derrywinkle. Oh my god. And T-Rock Plutonium is pissed and angry. And Minister of Sinister coming back now. Minister of Sinister taking T-Rock into the corner. Minister of Sinister picking him up now. And Danny Newton back in the ring for the Lake of Fire. One, two, oh, and T-Rock Plutonium just kicked out. And Johnson Pete Derrywinkle telling Danny Newton to count faster. I don't know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea. Johnson Pete Derrywinkle and Danny Newton, Minister of Sinister, T-Rock Plutonium. Now, Minister of Sinister taking the bloody T-Rock to the outside. What's he gonna do? And T-Rock Plutonium came back into the ring now. T-Rock Plutonium and Minister of Sinister went for the Sinister, but Johnson P. Derrywinkle can't believe it. He is on the ropes now, and Danny Newton, they're having an argument here now, and Minister of Sinister is arguing with Danny Newton now. They're all arguing it. Oh, from behind, T-Rock Plutonium right in. Danny Newton goes crashing into Johnson P. Derrywinkle, and Derrywinkle is out on the outside. Look at that. And oh no, Danny Newton is down as well. And what's this? Sign, spin, side, win! T-Rock Plutonium out of nowhere! Sign, spin, sign, win, but we don't have a ref. Here comes another one. Down, one, two, three, and that's it. And that's it. Oh no, but here comes Danny Newton. Danny Newton's coming back now, beating the hell out of T-Rock Plutonium. And Minister of Sinister doing the same. T-Rock Plutonium, the new head booker, but Minister of Sinister. Oh, what a travesty. Oh, and the crowd hates it. Minister of Sinister, it looks like a new ministry has formed between Johnson P. Derrywinkle, his nephew Danny Newton, and Minister of Sinister. And the big news, T-Rock Plutonium, head booker, but he is lying in the middle of the ring as these three walk up the ramp. And looks like we got a new problem. following IWC. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. First tournament match for the World Generation Championship right here in the IWC. Right back.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the IWC and the ministry, the new ministry being formed here at Once in a Generation. All right, the tournament is underway right now. Tonight we will have a World Generation champion, the first ever World Generation champion. And earlier in the night on the pre-show, we had some qualifying matches, and Wesley lost to Ragin' Raj in a stunning upset, and Ragin' Raj is going on to face the Tiger tonight. And then, of course, Spirit Squad Nikki again being attacked by these two strange masked men loses to the Borg. Who saw that one coming? Not me. They attack the Borg. Spirit Squad Nikki loses. And so that's how Borg moved on. And then Ralphus versus Mumra in a heavily contested battle. Mumra beats out Ralphus of JPS. So tonight we have the first of our semifinal matches. Right now we're going to have Mumra versus the Borg. And here he comes to the ring. The Borg. Resistance is futile. And don't want to get stuck and caught. The Borg, they'll take you for a ride on the slow boat to China. And look at the Borg go. Borg, big Borg, giant Borg, you would say. Look at this man beast, a beast of Borg. And you know, these shows are ever evolving, more so than anyone could ever imagine here at the IWC. And there he is, Borg, making his way into the ring now. And there's resistance is futile, and you might get assimilated. Podcast of Doom for the Borg. And one of these men is going to move on now as, yes, we are awaiting the arrival. Oh, there he is, Mumra! Mumra coming out to the ring now. Mumra, the underdog in this match. Mumra going in against the vicious and vile Borg. This is going to be a match that's going to shake the foundation. One of these men will move on one step closer to being crowned the first ever World Generation Champion. And I, for one, am excited to know exactly who that will be. I didn't even think the IWC would be a thing. And here we are. Mumra making his way to the ring now. And this match is looking to be a fierce battle of these two giants. Mumra and the Borg. Mumra with the Sword of Omen. And of course, the Mumra. And the ref rings the bell, and Mumra, and the Borg, look at the Borg, he's like angry. And they lock up Mumra and the Borg machine twitched a little as both men standing off. The Borg is gigantic, like I cannot tell you from this view, the Borg might be the biggest being alive. I don't know, the Borg alive. Ooh, and a big chop in the corner. And no, Mumra was not having enough. These intergalactic allies, maybe Mumra in the dark. Both, oh, and a dropkick. A dropkick by the giant Borg. This is amazing. Look at the athleticism of the giant Borg with knees. Big, ferocious knees to the chest of Mumm-Ra and the Thundercat. Ho! Mumm-Ra in the corner now, and again the Borg is taking it out. This is not gonna be good! Oh, down he goes. The Borg crushing the ever-living hell out of Mumm-Ra. The bandages are coming off of Mumm-Ra now, and oh, into the turnbuckle. Mumm-Ra's skull, his elderly old skull, bashing into the turnbuckle, but he stops it. Mumm-Ra stops it, an elbow, and he reverses, and the Borg's head now, the Borg's metallic head now, half metallic, half human head, hitting the turnbuckle. These two beings have heads that are crazy, and a super kick to the face by Mumm-Ra. Mumm-Ra picks up the giant Borg, and down he goes. Mumm-Ra now, waiting, calling for it, the Sword of Omens. Mumm-Ra, the Sword of Omens! Sword of Omens! Sword of Omens! One, two, three, and that's it! Mumm-Ra moving right along in the tournament. I can't believe it. What a match, these two behemoths. But Mumm-Ra somehow overcame this gigantic human being. And I, for one, am proud of Mumm-Ra, how far he's come. He's going to have to rewrap his bandages, and his team, the Thundercats, Ho, they're going to have to get on to stitch him up, because he's going to have another match. Later on, the final match, Mumm-Ra moving on to the final match in the World Generation Championship Tournament. Wow, what a match. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, the Armageddon Championship will be on the line. 30 man over the top rope battle royal. We'll be right back.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
Welcome back, everyone, to IWC's Once in a Generation. And now, the 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal for the vacant Armageddon Championship. And here comes everybody to the ring. We have the list. Penguin, Ming, King Cuzzy, Dip 9, Mr. Eddie G, there's Mick Uso right there, Vertebraker, Confucius Say, and he's looking very interesting tonight, Doubting Thomas, Roman Reigns owns the IWC, Riot Doggy, Jamari, he's got that big snake of his, Double G, Purple Haze, and there's Twist of Kane, he's going to be a tough one to get out, and then of course the Hostile Puma, making his in-ring return, Creature of the Night, Brock Lesnar guy, and Wu King. We have 20 men in that ring, and this is going to be a great match. We're going to see, you have to, 2 feet have to touch the ground. That's right, 2 feet have to touch, both feet touch the ground, you get thrown out. And everybody's standing in the ring now, waiting for the ref to ring the bell, and the ref rings the bell, and everybody goes after everyone else. This is pandemonium. Who is going to be the Armageddon champion? It was Vertebraker. Oh, he's almost going to get out already. Look at this up on the top. But he's stopping himself, and this is crazy. He's bandaged up. Wu King is bandaged up from apparently some kind of injury. And look at the power of Twist of Kane. Look at the power of Twist of Kane. And now, oh my God, he never thought this would happen. Double G and Confucius working together. Double G and Confucius is going to try to get out King Cuzzy now. King Cuzzy on the other side. And Dip 9. Dip 9 on the corner as well. These competitors know having a title in the IWC means, oh my God, Wu King into the corner. Wu King into the corner. And I never would. And Creature of the Night, I can't believe he's still in there. Everybody is still in this match. And again, Vertebreaker. Oh, so sorry. There goes Wu King. Out onto the floor. Wu King is done and gone. Wu King is no longer in the running to win the Armageddon Championship, a very prestigious championship. And, oh, he's going to try to get over Creature of the Night, hanging on the outside. And, oh, damn, that's awful for Mr. Eddie G. He's out as well. Mr. Eddie G, out he goes. And moving forward, I don't know, but it's going to be a good match anyway. And King Cuzzy again. And Confucius Say now. And Twist of Cain, the giant Twist of Cain. It's going to be very hard to get rid of him. And oh no, Brock Lesnar guy. Down he goes. Sorry, Brock Lesnar guy. You are no longer in this match. And Wu King is also out. And so is Mr. Eddie G. And that's okay, though, because Purple Haze is still there. Now he's causing some trouble. But again, Twist of Cain, his massive power, and Vertebreaker trying to, and, oh no. Oh no. Double G is on the ropes. Double G almost got out. Somebody almost took Double G out. And these men know that the Armageddon Championship is a prize worthy of gold here in the IWC. And now the herd is thinning out and getting beat in the corner. Oh my goodness gracious me. Puma's still in there. And oh, out he goes. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And there, Jamari's almost out. Oh, Jamari almost gets taken out, but he doesn't. And Purple Haze and Jamari now. Jamari trying to get... Oh, no, it's reversed. It's Purple Haze. No, over the top. These men stopping themselves, trying to get not out of the ring. And, oh, Vertebreaker into the corner on Puma. These two have history. And, oh, no, Purple Haze gets thrown out by Twist of Cain, and Vertebreaker's trying to hold on. Vertebreaker's trying to hold on. But Puma and Vertebreaker, these two have a history. All can be explained in the IWC. Double G in the corner now, beating him down. And Vertebreaker still hanging on the outside. How is he still hanging on? And Twist of Cain, oh no! Twist of Cain picking up Creature of the Night, and Creature of the Night out as well. And you know, I haven't seen Ride Doggy until just now as he beat some guy down. And again, there's King Cuzzy. Ming is in the, it's hard to get rid of Ming because he's a giant beast of a Ming. And again, Vertebreaker almost on the outside. Ming in the corner be getting beat up by everybody now. And again, it's like Vertebreaker does not want to leave. Vertebreaker does not want to leave. And Roman Reigns owns the IWC on the outside, almost getting eliminated. Roman Reigns owns the IWC. We see it now. And again, Vertebreaker, but Twist of Cain right to the back of Puma. Twist of Cain now going to take his aggression out on Dip 9. Oh! Big slap to Dip. The action is starting to herding. The herd is starting to thin out, ladies and gentlemen, here in this Armageddon Championship match. The Armageddon title on the line, and just the action is fierce left and right. Oh no, King Cuzzy, what is he doing? Oh, 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 King Cuzzy, no, and Dip 9 goes out. Dip 9, out he goes. I can't believe it, Dip 9. Like, I've never seen anything like this. King Cuzzy beat the crap out of Rock Solid And then out of nowhere, Dip 9 is taken out. Oh, my God. This is incredible. And now everybody going for Twist of Kane now. Everybody going for Twist of Kane. And everybody going for Ming, the two biggest competitors in the ring. And that's smart. And, oh, both men. Ming escapes. Twist of Kane escapes. And now they're beating everybody senseless. This is carnage at a whole different level. Oh, and a big headbutt by Twist of Kane. And now Ming and Kane standing toe to toe in the ring. Carnage everywhere. The men around these two. And they start fighting. Kane back and forth and back and forth. Friends, enemies, Kane. Oh, and Kane grabbing him by the neck. Twist of Kane. Choke slam. Down he goes. Kane with a choke slam, but King Cuzzy with a big Cuzzy Wuzzy was a woman. And now everybody's going to get him out now. Everybody's going him, and out he goes, Twist of Kane. The Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman by Cuzzy got him out. And now they're going to get Ming out the same way. Everybody's going for Ming the Merciless. And oh, Ming the Merciless gets taken out. Ming the Merciless, half of the Emperors of the Universe. And now the herd has thinned. And again, oh my God, again, the Penguin trying to get himself out. And no. There he is, Mick Uso. Mick Uso in trouble. Mick Uso in trouble, and the Penguin, and Mick Uso goes up and over, and the Penguin, oh, Mick Uso's not going to get taken down, but the Penguin is. The Penguin goes running, and so does Mick Uso. Mick Uso and the Penguin have been eliminated by Rock Solid. Rock Solid getting the elimination for Mick Uso, and the crowd in the ring depleting. The members, the superstars, the participants, depleting. Oh no, and Confucius Say is out. Confucius Say goes out. Oh, and Double G goes out. Confucius Say and Double G. And across the ring, Vertebreaker with a Vertebreaker. Oh my God, he just hit a Vertebreaker on Jamari. And Jamari now getting out the big snake. The finger licking good. Jamari's going to show Vertebreaker. Finger licking good. And Vertebreaker goes off the ropes. Jamari with the finger licking good. Pulling the big snake out of his pants. Jamari, Ride Doggy, and Roman Reigns owns the IWC. And Roman Reigns and Ride Doggy going to gang up on Jamari. Roman Reigns owns the IWC. And no, Jamari hangs on. Jamari hangs on and takes. Look at that, snake is still out. So, oh, and Jamari gets taken right down. Jamari gets taken right down. Jamari gets taken down by Roman Reigns, owns the IWC. Cuzzy going off on him, right? Roman Reigns and the IWC. Roman Reigns owns the IWC and Ride Doggy. Roman Reigns across, Cuzzy gets his feet up though. And Ride Doggy, Cuzzy, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman and a big clothesline. He's going to do it again. Fuzzy Wuzzy, oh no, he gets picked up. He went for it and missed. And oh, Ride Doggy, rider for life. The for lifer. Life sentence right there. And rider for life, Ride Doggy. And now Rock Solid and Ride Doggy gonna go at it. Rock Solid fighting and clawing and punching his way right into. And look at everybody who's left. Ride Doggy, Rock Solid, Roman Reigns owns the IWC. King Cuzzy over there. And Rock Solid just beating the hell out of everyone now. Rock Solid beating the hell out of Roman Reigns. Now Roman Reigns and the IW and Rider for Life and Roman Reigns together. Beating the hell like these two forming an alliance. Oh, who is that? Oh, look at that. It's Doubting Thomas is still in there. We haven't seen any of him. He made it a long way down. And there's Rock Solid. What a showing he's had. And they're going to get Rock Solid. No, Rock Solid stops himself on the ropes. Ride Doggy and Roman Reigns trying to get Rock Solid out. when Roman Reigns loves the IWC and Rock Solid with the big headbutt now. Rock Solid, oh, and a big tackle to Roman Reigns of the IWC. And Roman Reigns has been eliminated. Roman Reigns has been eliminated and on the outside now. It's going to be Rock Solid and Ryder for life. Back and forth, exchanging blows outside of the ring rope. And oh, Ryder for life with a kick to Rock Solid. And Rock Solid with a punch to Ryder for life. And both men teetering. Both men tottering, and Ryder for life goes down. Oh my God, look at that. Rock Solid with a knee jump. Doughton Thomas on Rock Solid now. Rock Solid trying to hold his way. Doughton Thomas, Rock Solid dumping Doughton Thomas. Rock Solid taking Doughton Thomas out now. And oh, King Cuzzy to Rock Solid. King Cuzzy with a fuzzy wuzzy was a woman to Rock Solid. It's just Cuzzy and Rock Solid now. It's just Cuzzy and Rock Solid. Rock Solid and King Cuzzy. And King Cuzzy picking up Rock Solid. Picking up Rock Solid. King Cuzzy has Rock Solid by the hair. King Cuzzy tossing Rock Solid. And King Cuzzy wins it. King Cuzzy, your new IWC Armageddon champion. King Cuzzy. Wow, what a victory. The new Armageddon champion, and there he is, King Cuzzy, holding that title up, the new Armageddon champion. What a match. There he is. Look at the excitement on the face of King Cuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman. And there he is in the... Oh, a chair to the head! A chair to the head by Rock Solid. One, two, three, and that's it. Rock Solid is your new Armageddon champion. The Armageddon championship. Of course, a 24-7 title. The title can change hands at any time. The Battle Royal participants were told of this in advance. Oh, look at this, and they've taken the title and running. There's your new champion. Oh, my God, Rock Solid with a chair to King Cuzzy from behind, taking the Armageddon championship that he worked so hard in that rumble to pull out a victory. And I can't believe it. Rock, oh, look at that chair shot again. Rock Solid makes it look easy. 24-7 title, the Armageddon championship. Didn't see that one coming. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more in the IWC's Once in a Generation Tournament pay-per-view. We'll be right back.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position, and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
And here he comes to the ring, Raging Raj of Wrestling 8. Raging Raj, he's got the Lifetime Ban. And you don't want to get hit with the Punjab. And this is going to be a great one here. Moving on, one of these two men will move on to the finals in the Once in a Generation tournament. And one of these men has the possibility to be the new IWC World Generation Champion. Will it be the Tiger? Will it be Raging Rod? Or will it be one of our other competitors? Who is moving on to the finals and one step closer? And there he is in the ring now. Raging Raj of Wrestling Inc. Sometimes he has a beard, sometimes he doesn't. And here he comes to the ring. The Tiger hugs a bunch of the Tiger. And Diva 360 is right by his side. Diva 360. And the Tiger is strutting and pouncing and moonwalking to the ring, and the Tiger looks smoking and prepared. Remember, the winner of this match moves on to the finals later on in this pay-per-view to crown a new champion. One of these men is going to move forward, and one of them is going to simply move on. We've already seen Head Booker, T-Rock Plutonium. I wonder how that's going to play into everything that's gone on tonight.
and we can't wait to see what's gonna happen. And the Tiger makes his way into the ring. It even reads Steen right on the side over there. And now the Tiger is staring down Raging Rod. Raging Rod and the Tiger. Tiger has the Tiger paw. And eye up the Tiger, staring each other down. And the ref rings the bell. These two men circling each other. Raj does not look happy. This isn't a man, it's a Tiger. The Tiger is circling Raging Rod Geary. And oh, they're locked up in the middle of the ring. Raging Rod, former IWC World Heavyweight Champion. He's come a long way since the Tiger ate him up and shit him out. And the Tiger has Raging Rod on the ropes, literally. But then Raging Rod with a cheap shot and a punch and another cheap shot. Isn't that just like Rod to cheap shot you, kick you when you're down? And the Tiger reverses, picks him up, and down goes Raging Rod. One, two, almost. The Tiger is not having any of Raging Rod's BS. And whoa, the Tiger has just pawed him in the corner. One, two, three. He better get out of there. The Tiger's going to get disqualified. He better watch what he's doing. If you lose this match, you lose the opportunity for the championship. And the Tiger, looking off in the distance, he sees something. What is the Tiger looking for? He sees something. Oh, and Raj hits him from behind with a knee. The Tiger was caught looking. He must have seen a bird or something. Maybe a squirrel. And a big knee from Raging Raj. And now Raj picks up the Tiger and slams him. One, two, oh, and he just kicks out the former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Raging Raj, almost moving on and beating the Tiger. Now he's punching this poor Tiger's head. Somebody call the ASPCA. And Raging Raj looks like he's getting some revenge for the last time they met. What a difference 4 years makes. And oh, a dropkick right to the mush, to the face of the Tiger. This is brutal. This is animal cruelty. And so what? Raj just clubbing fierce blows, unleashing his aggression. Knees, strikes, fists. The Tiger doesn't know what's hit him. I don't know. He was realized that this is the Raj that he was going to get. And again, a foot to the face. And another foot to the chest. And the chest to the face. This cat, this big cat is getting beat. And now Raj needs to watch out that he doesn't get disqualified, putting his big foot right in the throat of that cat. And oh! Tiger paw! Out of nowhere! Tiger paw just leaped out. He's not having it. Tiger paw takes Raj down. The Tiger was just playing opossum. Opossum, my possum. And now the Tiger's picking up Raging Raj. And again another Tiger paw. A paw right to the face. And that's got to be it. One, two, oh. And then he kicks right out. Raging Raj. One, two, oh. And he kicks out at three. I can't believe it. He kicked out at 2.5. What does the Tiger have to do? And Raging Raj is down. The Tiger calling for it now. And the Tiger now calling for it. He wants the eye of the Tiger. He picks up Raging Raj. Here it comes. Eye of the... But it's reversed. It's reversed with the Punjab. The Punjab. He's got it. He's got the Punjab locked in. The Punjab is locked in and the Tiger has nowhere to go. The Tiger's stuck in the middle of the ring. The Punjab, it's stuck in. Oh my God, what are we witnessing? And the Tiger taps out. The Tiger taps out to the Punjab. Oh my God, Raging Raj. The Punjab takes him out. And the Tiger is out. He's out. He can't stand it. Raging Raj. Raj Geary moves on to the finals. He's going to be in the finals. He could be your new IWC World Generation Champion. We'll just have to see how this pans out. And the Tiger now being tended to by Diva 316. We thought the Tiger had it won. And he went for the eye of the Tiger. But it was reversed into the Punjab. And the Tiger had no choice but to tap. Raj gets his revenge against the Tiger. And a stunned crowd. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, more on the IWC's Once in a Generation pay-per-view. We'll be right back after this.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether. Lost. Found. Greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
You
want to see something really scary?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the IWC's Once in a Generation pay-per-view. Next up, we have the vacant Women's Championship ladder match. These five women are going to go head-to-head in a ladder match, and the winner will climb the ladder and retrieve the Women's Championship that is dangling in the center of the ring. All right, let's go down to ringside. And here she comes, Yalissa. Yalissa, runner of Buzz Backroom and queen of all things internet. Yalissa has the yellow, and Yalissa explains it all. How will Yalissa fare? This is her first time in a IWC ring, and we're glad to have her. She is a muscular beauty. Yalissa explains it all. And here comes, and here she comes, MB3. MB3 has the shuffle and the MP3. So MB3 and MP3 equals MP3. She is looking ready to examine those ladders. She's examining the ladders as she's walking to the ring, looking at the strength and durability of those ladders as you have to climb the ladder to get to the prize, which is the belt that is hanging in the middle of the ring. And there she is, MB3, sexually entering the ring now, slowly and sexually, and the crowd, it just loves MB3. Love MB3. And one of these women will be the new IWC Women's Champion. Here she comes to the ring, Ambrose, number one fan. She's got the moxie and, shaking her tush and dancing around. Look at that. I can't believe Ambrose, number one fan, shaking what God gave her and dancing her way into the ring. She is ready to go. Up on the corner, the crowd loves Ambrose, number one fan. Remember, she's got all the moxie in the world. And she is now. The crowd loves it. Shaking what Mama gave her. And now, entering the ring, there she is, Liger's manager. And Liger's manager of Super Liger. We don't know why Super Liger turned his back on the IWC, but apparently Liger's manager is feeling some of the heat as well. Crowd not liking Liger's manager. One person does, though. She's got the Liger Tamer. I haven't seen her and Super Liger around together lately, so I'm kind of curious as to exactly what their relationship is now that Liger, Super Liger, turned his back on the IWC. That dastardly, heinous beatdown that he applied for no good reason cares to never be used to crush somebody's skull open. And finally, the final competitor, Diva 316. Diva 316, the only one of these women to be a former woman's champion. She's held that belt. She's going up one of the ladders on the outside just to take a look. Look at this beauty. Diva 316 is all shimmering with gold. She is the Tigers' manager, but right now it's Diva 316 that the crowd loves. And Divas 316 has got the all hell yeah. And the 16. So here we go now. All five of these women are in the ring. The ref is checking on them now. And the ref rings the bell. Who is going where? And everybody goes on the outside to grab a ladder. Every single one of these competitors is going to get a ladder. Ambrose, number one fan, and MB3 going at it. Diva 316 and Yalissa going at it as well. Diva 316 is the first to grab a ladder, but Yalissa is punching her right in the back. Yalissa, now she's got Diva 316, more clubbing blows. And Ambrose, number one fan, and MB3 going at it. And Yalissa gets shoved down by Diva 316. And oh my God, look at this. Diva 316 and MB3 going at it now. And oh, Yalissa's in the mix too. Everybody's going crazy. And Liger's manager now. And Ambrose, number one fan. Now, Ambrose, number one fan, though. She's got the ladder. And everybody, all the other women are down. She's going to make a run for the middle of the ring. Ambrose, number one fan, getting up. But Liger's manager also getting a ladder into the ring. There are two ladders in this ring now. And Liger's manager takes Ambrose, number one fan, down. And now Liger manager is going to set up this ladder in the middle of the ring. Liger's manager trying to go for it. But no, MB3 from behind and face first goes Liger manager into that ladder. And Ambrose, number one fan, and MB3. And what Liger's manager is setting up the ladder in the corner. And it looks like these three women are ganging up. Yalissa is ganging up now on Ambrose, number one fan. Yalissa and Ambrose, number one fan. Now we see the angst and animosity as MB3 is going on Ambrose, number one fan, and Yalissa, MB3, and Liger's manager. Where is Diva 316, though? She's been out for a while, and MB3 gets taken down by a ladder. Oh, and these two are fighting over this ladder now. Ambrose, number one fan, Liger's manager, but Diva 316 with a big dropkick to both, coming from nowhere, and knocks the ladder into every... Now Yalissa's back to Diva 316 with clubbing blows left and right. Now she wants the ladder. One of these women is going to capture the IWC's women's gold, and this is a brutal punishment. Diva 316 driven headfirst into the ladder by Yalissa, and now Yalissa's going up on the ladder, and Diva 316 is up on the ladder. Both of these women on the ladder, and oh! She's taking her legs and taking Diva 316's head right into the ladder over and over and over again. Yalissa showing a bit of a mean streak. Now grabbing the ladder, dropping it down now. And Ambrose, number one fan. Oh, Yalissa taking Ambrose, number one fan down. And Yalissa now with another punch. Ambrose, number one fan, went for the punch. Reverse. Ambrose, number one fan, drops Yalissa head first onto the ladder. Oh my God, Ambrose, number one fan, head first went Yalissa into the ladder, and now it's Liger's manager, and Ambrose, oh, Liger's manager with a kick to the face, and now Liger's manager dumping the ladder onto Ambrose, number one fan, and there's MB3 crawling around, she's hurt. She's injured, and Liger's manager now going after her. And now Liger's manager and Diva 316 going at it. Liger's manager is going to take everybody out to the corner turnbuckle. Slam! Oh, my God. Liger's manager flying through the air. Flying spear. And Liger's manager, though, is not going to take it from Diva 316 to Diva 316. Oh, MB3! Oh, my God. There was a ladder on the outside, and MB3 kicked kicked Liger's manager, and Liger's manager is strung out, and oh, MB3 right to Diva 316, and a ladder crashes upon her, and now MB3 is standing tall with Liger's manager outside on a precariously placed ladder. Ambrose, number one fan, knocked out. Diva 316 on the ground, and Yalissa crawling. She's got to stop MB3, and MB3's going up now. She can have the title, but Yalissa pulls her right down. Yalissa pulls her right down and gives a punch. And a punch to MB3. And MB3 to Yalissa. And Yalissa and MB3. Oh, and they both hit each other right in the face. They both are stunned. Yalissa and MB3
climbing the ladder. Yalissa going to the top. MB3 on the top of the ladder. Yalissa on the top of the ladder, exchanging left and right. Who is going to stay on the top? One of these women grabbing for the title. One of these women could be, and Ambrose, number one fan, takes both women down. She took the ladder down, and both women go down. Look at that by Ambrose, number one fan. I told you she had all the moxie, and now she's setting up the ladder again. Oh my God, the fall. MB3 and Yalissa fell all the way down, but no! Diva 316 kicking the ladder, and down went Ambrose, number one fan. Diva 316, a big kick, and Ambrose, number one fan, comes crashing down off the top of the ladder. And now Diva 316 is going to climb. She's setting up the ladder. She's going for it. She's going to get it now. Diva 316 on her way to the top, but Liger's manager is... Oh, and Liger's manager pulls her right down, and Diva 316 head first into the mat. And now Liger's manager, the crowd is not liking this. Liger's manager going up to the top now. This could be it, Liger's manager. But Diva 316 is back on the other side. Which one of these women is going to climb there first? They're both on the top. Both women have a hand, and they're fighting each other, fisting each other. Not in that way. And oh, Liger's manager trying to reach, and again a head right into the ladder, and Diva 316, now Ambrose, number one fan, clubbing blows to both of these women. Ambrose, number one fan, has got Liger's manager tied up in the middle of the ladder. She's pulling her through. Oh my God, she's stuck. Ambrose, number one fan, is going to the top. Diva 316 and Ambrose, number one fan. Liger's manager is hanging there. She can't do anything. Ambrose, number one fan. Diva 316 is down. And Ambrose, number one fan. And that's got to be it. Ambrose, number one fan. She had it. The belt. The belt is lying on the ground. Whoever grabs it. She had the belt and it dropped. Whoever grabs the belt. Somebody's got to grab the belt. Somebody's got to go up and climb the ladder. Somebody's got to grab that belt. Who is going to grab it? They both notice now. They both notice that it's on the ground. One of them's going to get it. Oh, they're fighting over the title. They're fighting over the title. And the winner, there she is. Diva 316 wins. Diva 316. The belt fell from the air and all the women piled on it. And Diva 316 is the winner. She fell down, got the title, and she won it. Diva 316 is your IWC Women's Champion, multi-time champion, and the belt fell down from the sky, and that was that, and that was it, and everybody piled on it. The winner, Diva 316. Wow, what a match in the IWC. Winner and new Women's Champion, Diva 316, in the scuffle. And, she had it. Ambrose, number one fan, had it, but she just lost grip, dropped the belt. It fell to the ground. And there you have it, folks. We'll be back. We're going to take a break and come back with more, including the tournament, semifinal, and the final. And don't forget, the IWC World Heavyweight Championship is on the line as well. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. WC, there she is, Diva 316, winning. Amazing fashion.
Hello, my name's Hollywood Tony P. I'm the voice of the IWC, manager to the stars. I'm also a wrestling fan. I've been so since I can remember. And this is Lou. Lou has been watching wrestling since the days of Bruno Sammartino. Lou is from Brooklyn. Oh yeah.
Lou still thinks that wrestling is real. Join us Wednesdays at noon Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network, and we're talking WWE.
Oh, yes, and Lou is my father.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the IWC's Once in a Generation pay-per-view. Now, the moment you have been waiting for, this match to crown a new World Generation Champion, and there's the title prestigiously displayed outside the ring. The tournament was a crazy one. We saw a lot of action. The two masked men interfered in most of the matches. The Tiger came a long way, but he got rousted by Raging Raj. Now he's in the final. Raj is in the final. And Mumra making it all the way himself. We also saw We also saw Super Liger turn his back on the IWC. All right, looks like we're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the championship comes down to this. And let's go to ringside for all the action. And here he comes to the ring, Raging Rise. He's a sheik man. A sheik man has, let's not forget, the Punjab, which did in the Tiger earlier, hit you anytime. Or the Lifetime Ban. He has the power of Wrestling Inc. And his turban is fitting nicely this time. In the first match, it wasn't as tight as it is this time. But that's okay. And yes, this is for the World Generation Championship. We're going to crown a new champion here tonight. And there he is, Raging Rob. But here he comes to the ring, Mom Rob. Mom Rob on his way to the ring now, ladies and gentlemen. Mom Rob, and the crowd is loving it. Crowd is going crazy for the mummy from another mummy. He's my brother from another mama. And he's coming in the ring now, piercing through the smoke and piercing through the fire. And Mumra and Raging Rod. Mumra getting in the ring now. This is going to be a great match, ladies and gentlemen, for the World Generation Championship, the brand new championship. And we cannot wait to see what is going to happen here. And the two men get in the ring now. Mumra's in the ring now. And there it is, the World Generation Championship. It is up for grabs. And they're both staring at it and staring at each other. And the ref rings the bell and the match is underway. Mumra now. Mumra and Raj lock it up. Raj got a headlock and to the ropes. Mumra leaps over running Raj. And Mumra takes him down with a big shoulder tackle. And outside he goes. Mumra in quick control, making a quick stop of Raging Raj. And oh, right into the back of Raging Raj. Mumra clubbing blow and tossing it back in the ring. But no, Raj gets right back up and kicks Mumra as he gets in. Raj, that wily little bastard. And Mumra now on the receiving end. To the ropes. Oh, and Raging Raj with a clothesline to Mumra. One. Only a one count. Again, one. Every time he pins him, that more energy needs to be. And now he's choking him. Raging Raj is choking Mumra. Come on, ref. You gotta do something about choking that chicken. It is a wrapped in a bandage and tastes like old Egypt. And now he's going to give him a suplex. Raging Raj showing how spry he is. One, two, and a two count only. We thought for a second that Mumra was in control. He dumped Raj back in the ring, but Raj in now control. Mumra's fighting back, though. Mumra left and right and kicks and a headbutt right to the head. Mumra, oh, and a clothesline to Raging Raj. Another clothesline to Raging Raj. Mumra now. Raj to the ropes. Picks him up and down he goes. Mumra. Mumra now. Here it comes. Down he goes. And he's calling for the Mumra. To the ropes. Back he goes. And Mumra. 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 And now he's going to pick him up for the Sword of Omens. Here it comes. Mumra's going to take it up to the Sword of Owens. One, two, three, and that's it. Mumra is your new World Generation Champion. Just like that, Mumra taking down Wrestling Inc., winning it for Bud's Backroom. Your new World Generation Champion, Mumra. Mumra celebrating in the middle of the ring. He knew he could do it, and poor Raging Raj, he almost pulled an upset out of his turban, but instead, oh no! What is this from behind? It's Super Liger! It's Super Liger! Super Liger's beating the crap out of Mumra now! Super Liger! Super Liger turned his back on the IWC, and he's beating the crap out of Mumra! Cheap shot from behind! Oh my God, the humanity! And Mumra is getting beat now by a chair and by Liger. Liger's taking, oh, what a chair shot to Mumra! And another one. Now he's kicking him some more, kicking him in the back of the head. Oh, Super Liger! Mumra, your new World Generation Champion. But oh, Mumra's getting beat up. Oh no, Super Liger, not the Big Cat. Oh, Big Cat, L-I-G-E-R, Super Liger, and the boos are deafening. Oh my God, listen to that crowd. And oh, another kick to Mumra, your champion, who is down, and Super Liger with a smirk on his face. And the crowd hates it. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we're going to clean up this mess. And we'll have our IWC World Heavyweight Championship coming up. Looks like we have a new World Generation Champion. But Mumra looks worse for wear. And there he is, Super Liger. Go away, Liger. No way.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to IWC Once in a Generation. What a pay-per-view. What a new champion in Super Liger. Yuck. And now we come to the moment of the night for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. Peter KV beat Double L and became the number one contender to face Eric B. Barris, the champion for over 4 years, the longest champion in the history of professional wrestling that I know of. The longest champion in the history of the IWC, Eric Barris, cashed in the suitcase on Raging Raj and became the IWC World Heavyweight Champion. And now it's up to the Lumberjack to take control. And here he comes to the ring. The Lumberjack. Real KV. KV in his glad outfit and bringing an axe with him. He's a Lumberjack and he is okay. And he wants this title back. He's been dreaming about it while he's been sipping his maple syrup, chopping down his trees, and eating his flapjack. He's been dreaming of this moment, that he could get back the title that was so wrongfully abandoned by him, himself, and he. And KV looking good, and the crowd loves the Lumberjack. You know, the ladies love the Lumberjack, too, because they know how to handle their Lumberjack. And KV getting in the ring now. He is a muscular man, Lumberman Jackman. He is Lumberman Jackman. There he is, Lumberman Jackman. Neckbeard extraordinaire, real KV. KV in the ring now, because we await now. And here he comes to the ring. The champion, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Eric B. Barris. Eric Barris, the longest reigning champion in IWC history. The championship reign is over 749 days, and it could continue tonight. Can KV break this record? IWC is back, baby. And the titles are back, too. And Eric Barris keeping that title warm for us and him and maybe KV. Eric Barris, the very Eric and the flying V. But you can't discount real KV and the Canadian Destroyer. Also, the neckbeard noose. That's a submission move you do not want to be in. All right, both of these men now are entering. Both of these men now are coming on their way. They're in the ring now, and they're looking off at each other, and the ref wipes the brow, and Eric Barris struts around KV, and KV stands tall like the lumberjack that he is. This is for all the marbles. Ref holds up the belt. And the ref rings the bell. And Barris, oh, right into KV, into a wall. Eric ran right into real KV, into a wall. And Eric drops down now, T2 posturing. And now they lock up. And real KV now with those 29-inch pythons. And down goes Eric Barris again. The tree trunk of a man. The Lumberjack is not going to be taken down so easy, Eric Barris. might I suggest going for the legs. Grab his neckbeard. It's long enough. And Eric Varus looking on, the champion looking on, and KV getting the crowd pumped up. The crowd is behind real KV, and into the corner now he goes, and Eric Varus in control. But KV just launches Eric Varus out of the corner, and again Eric Varus wisely ducks on the outside to compose himself. And he's grabbing a chair. He's grabbing a chair. No chair. Chairs are not allowed in this match. And Eric Varus shoves the ref, and the ref shoves Varus. And KB is not having any of it. What is this? What is this now? Here he comes. No chair allowed. Eric Varus trying to cheat, and KB not having it. And he knows the crowd is behind him. He can feel it. You can see the crowd going crazy for real KB and these two juggernauts. Who is going to end the night? The IWC World Heavyweight Championship. Test of strength now. And no, the strength of KB crushing, but oh, right into the corner. And a slap and a chop. Varus coming back now. Chaps, left and right. And KB's not having it. KB shrugs his finger, shakes his head, and goes to beat the hell out of Eric Varus. Left and right, and slaps, and chops, and left, and big forearms. Look at the muscular fortitude. 1, 2, 3 on the top. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 big clubbing blows to the head of Eric Varus, and down he goes. And real KB, the crowd loves the lumberjack. This is an epic battle. Eric Varus does not have a reaction. He might have some ring rust. And oh, Eric Varus goes flying in the corner. Eric Varus flying into the corner now. And oh, a thumb to the eye. Eric Varus thumbs the eye of KB. And KB can't see. Eric Varus going up. KB catches him on the top. KB taking Varus for a ride. And down Varus goes from the top. And KB is on fire. And Varus doesn't know what to make of this. I think it's the ring rust. I think it's complacency. Whatever it is, KB. Now Varus. Now KB. Now Varus. And now KB choking the life out of Eric Varus. And oh, a low blow, and the ref didn't see it. Eric Varus with a low blow to real KB. And the ref did not see it. And KB is down. I guess that's what Eric Varus needed to do. A low blow, thumb to the eye, and KB is up now, and Eric Varus is stalking his prey. That is why he's a champion, ladies and gentlemen, because he does what it takes. Oh, shot to the midsection, and he's down. And Eric Varus now in control, in the corner, a slap and a chop, and KB, I don't know, the shot that he got, he took a bad bump, and now Varus with a fist of lefts and rights, and now KB is down, and Varus is just fist right in his noggin, right in his head. Eric Varus trying to bust him open. Fist of fury on the skull of KB, and KB now looking more worse for wear, and Eric Varus strutting around the ring now. He is in complete control, and a kick again to that midsection. That low shot, down he went, and Eric Varus now another big stomp and a kick, and he's just kicking a mud hole. And KB, oh, another one, and another one. And now he's got KB up now. Eric Varus, KB dumps him on the outside. Dumps him on the outside. And now Eric Varus is going on the outside to try to cause some havoc. No, not through the ring steps. Oh, it's blocked. KB blocks it. KB blocks it. And oh, now it's reversed, and Eric Varus into the ring steps. And Eric Varus getting punched and kicked and beaten on the outside. And oh, that had to hurt. Into the ring steps, Eric Varus goes. And now KB's going to duck him right back into the ring. KB is going to duck him right into the ring. And Eric Varus across the ring to the corner. And over and down he goes. KB with a big back body drop. And he's calling for the Canadian Destroyer. The crowd wants it. He wants it. Oh, and another thumb to the eye. Eric B. Varus, a thumb to the eye, a dirty shot. Oh, and a kick to the back of the leg, the bad leg that gave out earlier, which led to Eric Varus being in control, and a chop, and down goes one, two, oh, almost. Eric Varus almost had the pin on KB. Down he went. Eric Varus going to the top now. Top corner, turnbuckle. Oh, frog splash from the top. Frog splash from the top. And that's got to be it. And one, two, and oh, KB just kicked out. KB just kicked out. I don't know what to make of this. KB kicked out. Eric Varus can't believe it. Five-star frog splash from the top of the corner to the Empire State Building. This is KB with the Flying V. He's using Eric Varus' move against him. The Flying V locked in the middle of the ring. Will Eric Varus tap to his own move? KB using the Flying V. Oh my God, this is amazing. The Flying V. Can Eric Varus get to the ropes? And Eric Varus finally makes it to the bottom rope. And KB has 5 seconds to break the hold, and that was a little longer than 5 seconds. KB thought he had it won. He thought he surrendered. And KB's going to keep taking the punishment now. He used the Flying V. Eric Varus is against him. And now a slingshot suplex back into the ring. And KB in complete control. Here's the pin. One, two, a new champion. Oh, and he just kicked out. This match is epic. Here it comes. Canadian Destroyer. He missed. He missed the Destroyer. The Destroyer was missed as Eric V. Varus rolled wisely out of the way. Eric Varus now going to go back to the injured leg. More fists and clubbing blows to the face. But KB hulking up now. KB is not going to have it. Eric Varus takes KB to the corner. Big chop, and KB no selling like it's his job. KB an angry man, a lumberjack. And Eric Varus keeps punching KB in the face. And now KB is seizuring in the middle of the ring. He's going crazy. The crowd is going crazy. And no! KB gives him a finger. The middle finger and a big fist right to the face. KB taking Varus' head and causing a meat market to explode. And a big boot. Big boot. KB setting him up now for the Canadian Destroyer. Here it comes. Canadian Destroyer. Canadian Destroyer. One, two, three, and that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the ball game. Eric B. Varus. And real, there he is. Real KB has just won the championship. He is the IWC World Heavyweight Champion. And Eric Varus can't believe it. Eric Varus is arguing with the referee. And there is KB now. KB the champion. Look at that. We see it again. He gives him a big boot, then the Canadian Destroyer. What? What is this? Here they're coming down now, these two masked men. They're on either side of the ring. They came out of the crowd. And KB, the new champion, and Eric Varus standing in the middle of the ring now. These two former enemies back to back. And what are these two masked men? Now they're getting up on the ring apron. Eric Varus and Rio KB back to back. KB won the championship now. And these masked men are toying with the two men in the ring now. Now they're back on the outside. Coming in, coming out. Who are these two masked men? And they come in the ring now. In the ring they go. Masked man in one corner. Masked man in the other. And KB and Eric Varus back to back. This is going to go to a brawl. This is going to go to... Oh no! They're all beating Eric Varus. KB and... KB's... Oh my God! What is this? The two masked men are working with KB. KB is working with the two masked men. They're beating the hell out of Eric Varus. They're beating the hell out of Eric B. Varus. Oh my God. KB, what the hell is going on now? Oh no. Canadian Destroyer. Oh my God. And the masked men now. The masked man, he's taking off his mask. He's taking off his... It's Double L. It's Loverboy Langlois. Patrick Dempsey on Eric Varus. Patrick Dempsey on Eric Varus. Oh my God, Double L and KB working together. Pulled the other masked man. He's taking off his mask. Who is it? Oh no, it's D-Rock Plutonium. It's the head booker of the IWC. Oh my God, KB, T-Rock, Double L. Oh my God,
beating the hell out of Eric Ferris. Look at the trash in the ring. And here comes Spirit Squad Nikki now. Spirit Squad Nikki coming out. Spirit Squad Nikki coming out now to try to make the save. And oh, he's getting beat. Double L, KB, and T-Rock Plutonium, the new Edge Booker, beating the hell. Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity. Oh, Spirit Squad Nikki and Eric Ferris, and the crowd hates it. And the crowd hates it.
What you just saw here, this is the axe. The axis of evolution. We were the cornerstone of the Wolfpack, and now we are running the IWC. As of this moment, the axe has fallen.
I am T-Rock Plutonium, head booker of the IWC. We are the axe. KV and Double L. But I'm head booker, and KV is the world heavyweight champion. I think that Double L's shoulder seems a bit bare and needs a title. And therefore, my first decision as head booker is to have a title match. The only title that wasn't defended tonight shall be defended right now between the Burying God and Double L for the Legends Championship. Burying God, come out here. Get a ref. Time to let the axe fall. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God. The axe, the axis of evolution has decided. T-Rock Plutonium, the head booker, they're all turning their back in the IWC, and now they made a Legends Championship match. Here he comes to the ring. The Burying God. He's in his street clothes, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his suit on, suit pants and a jacket. He's not ready for this, and the crowd does not like it at all. And here comes the Burying God out now. He's taking his jacket off, and he's coming down now. He has no choice. The head booker just made this match. And the Burying God, the Legends Champion, he beat Double L to get that Legends Championship. And now Double L, a chance for revenge, and the Burying God in the ring now. And KV and T-Rock on the outside now, and Double L in the ring. And the Burying God slowly getting into the ring. He doesn't know what to make of this. A dress shirt, suit pants, nice slacks. He was not ready for this match, and it looks like the ref is coming down now. We have a ref. This match is going to happen. This match is going to happen. Here we go. Double L versus the Burying God, asking if they're ready. What a night. What a match. Oh, my God. And the ref rings the bell. And this match is going to get underway for the Legends Championship. Impromptu match made by T-Rock Plutonium. What says T-Rock has the mic? Since I am head booker of the IWC, I've decided that this match is no disqualification. What? No disqualification? And now T-Rock and KB are in the ring now. And they're all beating up on the Burying God. Somebody stop this travesty. Oh my God. They're beating him senseless. Oh, no. KB's got him up now. What a Canadian Destroyer. Canadian Destroyer. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humanity. Oh, no. Canadian Destroyer. Oh, no. And then T-Rock Plutonium now, picking up the Burying God. This is a travesty. Sign, spin, sign, win. Sign, spin, sign, win. And the Burying God is out on the ground now. This is a travesty of justice. No one can help. Spirit Squad Nikki knocked out the Axis. And here it comes. Patrick Dempsey. Patrick Dempsey. One, two, three, and oh no, Double L. Double L, the new Legends Champion. And there they are, the Axis of Evolution. Double L, the new Legends Champion. KB, the World Heavyweight Champion. And T-Rock Plutonium, the head booker of the IWC. Who can stop this travesty? What's going on in the IWC? We're going to find out Wednesday night, IWC Wednesdays. I'm Hollywood Tony P. Thank you guys for joining us on the IWC Once in a Generation. There he is, your new Legends Champion, your new World Heavyweight Champion, and your new head booker, the Axis of Evolution, running havoc in the IWC. We'll see you next time. Be there.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.